This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's time for Drama Personified here, the weekly talk radio countdown show. It's a big deal, and here is the biggest deal of them all, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here to sort of bounce the ball down the road of history. How's that? Pretty good, huh? Down the road of history.
We are living dramatic history.
Oh,
and it is dramatic.
It really is.
Yeah, you know?
The people list, the story list, yep, from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, by the way, at talkers.com, where the magazine, I put that in quotation marks, everything's online. You have that, and you have the list also at djvshow.com. So a lot of things. Yes, it is a momentous time. I look forward to a time at some point. You'll go back over the how many years we've been doing this. There's always drama. I think there's always, and that's why, you know, it's so interesting to listen to good talk radio programs. But you know, the other side of it is, do we need a rest?
Well, you can always take your own rest, you know.
Yeah, right. Just shut everything off.
One of the aspects of free speech and free media is you're free not to listen, read, or watch. I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You realize there are many, many, many people, I would say a significant percentage of the population, are completely tuned out to all of the stuff that we consider to be so pressing. They don't think about it.
We did a poll this week on our social media about what people were thinking, and there were a couple of folks who responded with, I don't watch the news, I don't listen to the news, I don't read the news, I get my news from social media, which is one of the things that...
Aren't they informed?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Well, do we sound arrogant? Well, we're not, you and I are not journalists, so, you know, we sound...
I don't think anybody is a journalist. I think journalism is something that people have a tendency toward doing. Some do it better than others, but there's no pure anything when it comes to this type of thing.
So what do you think was the motivation, just before we get to the story list, the House Judiciary Committee this week voted to pass this House Bill 4330, which is entitled the Protect Reporters from Exploitive State Spying Act, which apparently has been brought about by the revelation that confidential sources are being tapped by federal law enforcement agencies.
That's a problem, and it's an issue that's always existed.
It's not new, though, really.
No, it goes all the way back to the beginning of time. There's always been a tense, confrontational relationship between the free press and any government. Governments and the press, you know, they operate at odds with each other. They try to have the governments try to do things in secret. The press tries to find out stuff. Governments have enormous power of the state to spy, to coerce, and to restrict rights. It's a constant balance. It's a constant struggle. And that's why, as we said earlier, there's constant drama. But, what do I think of it? I don't know whether it has any teeth or will have any traction.
Yeah.
But in theory, I'm all for it. I don't think necessarily it could be enacted with complete confidence. Mm. Shall we do the 10?
Here we go. Please, start with the people list if you like.
Nah, I like to start with the stories.
Let's go
because that's the way we do it, and I don't want to confuse our listeners. Not that they're capable of being confused. I think I might confuse myself, actually. Severe weather, climate change, NCAA basketball, and I'd throw in there, even though it's not officially listed, Tiger Woods back in action at the Masters. That's kind of interesting. That's at number 10. Number 9. And this is interesting. For in the last 2 years, this is the lowest that COVID-19, not that 9 is low, it's still a topic, but it's the lowest that it's been in terms of conversation on talk shows, and specifically talk radio, this past week, number 9. Number 8, a tie between big tech social media and mainstream media.
Do you think that people confuse, if you will, social media and big tech? They think they're one and the same sometimes? Because it's technology.
I think so, but when we say big tech, we mean it in relationship to communications. And so there's a close tie between big tech and social media. I don't think of big tech necessarily as being people that manufacture equipment or things of that nature.
Although
a company like Apple would be right on the borderline between manufacturers of equipment and controllers of communication. At number seven, immigration. At number six, crime, race relations, and Florida's Don't Say Gay law. At number five, the Supreme Court of the United States nomination and confirmation at the end of the week. And that's tied with the Hunter Biden investigation. They don't have anything to do with each other, but they're both at the number five position.
But I'll bet you it reaches the Supreme Court sometime.
That's possible, certainly. Partisan politics tied with the 2022 and 2024 elections. That's number four. I laugh because this is the first year I remember having two elections, 2 years apart, both being on the survey simultaneously.
I mean, we don't have enough to talk about it. That was we have to be so focused on politics, some of us, that it supplants things like what's going on in the economy and what we can pay for and buy and how that's being affected by the war. It seems to me those would be much more in people's minds.
But well, there's no more honeymoon period. There used to be what was called the honeymoon period, where it was considered to be bad form to be politicking during the off season. Now there is no off season. The next election starts. The next election starts even before the election happens. Mm-hmm. And that brings us to number three, the January 6th committee. And I want to mention that that was January 6th, 2021. We've already passed January 6th, 2022. And the biggest problem facing that committee is this, if the Republicans take over the House, that'll be the end of that committee. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to be grinding on at a snail's pace, although they say a lot is happening. I don't know. It also depends on what your politics happen to be in terms of wishing it speed or wishing it slowness. Mm-hmm. The economy is at number two, and Russia-Ukraine war tied with U.S. foreign policy at number one. Now we can do the people. Elon Musk is at 10, Ketanji Brown Jackson at 9, Jen Psaki at 8. Number 7 is Hunter Biden. Number 6, Ron DeSantis. Sarah Palin is at 5. Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump at 4. Vladimir Zelensky is 3. Vladimir Putin is 2. And Joe Biden is number 1.
All right. So I wonder how many of those people on that list would make good talk show hosts. Would Elon Musk be a good talk radio host? Would Ms. Jackson be? Would Jen Psaki wants a job like that, apparently, right?
She's going to. The reason she's on the survey is that they seem to be going after her at MSNBC.
Mm-hmm. So what happens to Rachel Maddow, who's probably the best thing they got, at least in my estimation?
I'm not sure what role Jen Psaki would be slated for, but
Rachel's on leave because she's producing some Broadway show, and so the rumor mongers have it that Psaki goes into that slot. Whether that's true or not, I guess it remains to be seen. But
Psaki's a smart person. I just don't know if she has the talent that Rachel Maddow displayed.
Smart and being a good host don't necessarily always go.
No, exactly. Rachel, regardless of whether you agree with her politics or her journalism, to use a term we said earlier, or her commentary, Rachel Maddow has a talent for filling the screen with herself.
Yep.
In other words, she owns that spot when she's there. She's not just a person. She's got that.
Yeah.
And that's important. I don't know whether Jen Psaki has it, although I do think that Jen Psaki knows how to take care of herself under fire.
Yeah.
So,
but I look at this other, like Hunter Biden, what would he be flat because he's not that bright? DeSantis, would he make a good talk show host? You know, these guys, a lot of these politicians, after they're done, that's what they do. Or sometimes before, look at the former vice president. He had a statewide program in Indiana, didn't he? Do I remember that?
Well, he came. Yeah. He came out of talk radio.
Yeah, right.
He is, as they would say, a product of talk radio. Mm-hmm. I hate that kind of terminology.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Sarah Palin.
I wonder what's going to happen to him. I mean. He's in a strange limbo, if you will, in terms of his political career.
Yeah. Well, maybe he needs to do something else. Become board of directors. You know, just go somewhere. Because he doesn't have the starch to make it any further than he's made it. And most people look at him and say that he's not even a good second guy to go to.
Really. Well, he's a man without a core. He doesn't have a base. He doesn't have he doesn't have a base. The people on his side hate him, and the people on the other side hate him. It's like,
how would the Donald Trump Ivanka Trump show be?
That would be very exciting.
I think that'd be an interesting show.
Oh yeah.
I've always liked her. There's something about her that it seems different than what the rest of the family's. I mean, she just seems different. She seems to care about her father. And there was a lot of influence. Didn't you think at the beginning of his term she was very influential, and then she sort of just disappeared?
Why do you think she disappeared?
Because I think she was frustrated that her father didn't listen to her. He didn't listen to anybody. It seemed at first, though, that maybe he might listen to her, but.
In other words, you don't think that somewhere along the line Donald Trump said to himself that Jared and Ivanka are not making me look good, and that people think that they're lightweights, and maybe I'd better get them out of the spotlight?
She's no lightweight. Her husband, I think, is kind of a lightweight, but I don't think she is. But anyway, maybe that's it. Yep. Could be that's the case. We're here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A quick reminder about weight loss success using Calitrin. Find it at toploss.com. Take advantage of their 25th anniversary, selling $25 off anything you buy at toploss.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix type product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here with the charts for the week of April 4th to the 8th at number 10. Among other things, the NCAA basketball season, March Madness, even though it's April. I guess that is something you are...
Well, it ended at the beginning of the week, so
yeah.
Last weekend. So there was... there are many places
upsetting
in the country where that's as big a deal as the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know it. And most of it, in my reading of it, from my experiences being on the air, the states that are big on football, also big on this, like Ohio, Florida, Texas, you know, states like that that seem to be really...
College sports are very big in areas that, it's big all over the country, but in some areas the college team is bigger than the nearby professional team.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have, I'm going to get off on a tangent here with your permission for a second, because something's happened in my family this week that is, it's not a tragedy, but it's not good. My son played basketball and football in high school. And he had some concussions on both. He got hit in the head with a basketball that knocked him out. He had a couple of circumstances on the football field where he got hurt badly. And he's in the mid-40s now, and he's found out that he has a condition that comes. It's not CTE. It's a very rare condition that's brought about by having these sorts of blows to your head. And so I say people are very angry at me when I talk about football parents and how irresponsible it is. But every single day, and it doesn't come back around to being personal with me, there are these examples of people who have their lives, not Brendan's life's not ruined, but wasn't helped by now he has to go into all of these various clinics and they have to deal with this stuff. And I wonder what it is sometimes, how people get so blind to the effects of these things to the point where, it's great sport, teaches you to be a man, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I only say that because I look at all the excitement over basketball and football, and I wonder, what really is the most important thing here? Is this the most important? I mean, you'd think that March Madness was one of the most important things to happen in our country all year long.
Well,
it?
I... It's one of the more important unimportant things. Okay. I mean, we have to have important unimportant things as well as unimportant important things and then stuff in the middle. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you're talking about the very basis of certainly what I deal with in our attempt to sort this all out. But you raise a very complicated issue. Let me change the focus. Are you beating yourself up personally over this?
That I didn't take him out earlier?
Yeah, I mean, because you're finding fault with the system, and I'm not accusing you of being unfair, but you're shedding the light of criticism, scrutiny on the process, mm-hmm. and yet you were a parent of a child who was playing these games.
It was 30 years ago, and I didn't guess I knew any better. It wasn't until after that I got on the bandwagon that I did while I was on the Board of Trustees of my alma mater and attacked the football system in Ohio, the college football system, and how many people were getting scholarships, how many people were getting hurt, and I was basically run off the board because of it. So, yeah, it was. But that wasn't until that would have been, I don't know, when I did that, it was probably 9 years ago, 8, 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's pressure.
Well, there's certainly a gradation. There's a gradation of danger from one sport to another. After the break, maybe we should continue this discussion.
I want to talk about the NBA season, too, and how it plays into the NCAA basketball season, if you will, as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 28 past the hour.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House claims a nationwide gas tax holiday remains on the table.
We've seen a number of states do that, and it can have an impact, about 18 cents, I believe, if I remember correctly, one of the reasons why we're considering it.
During a press briefing on Friday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki noting a number of states have done it in an effort to give consumers a break from soaring gas prices. The White House is under growing pressure to do something to get prices down. The downside of a gas tax holiday involves taking money away from planned federal highway projects. The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Friday, President Biden held an event at the White House to celebrate his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation to the High Court, the Senate confirming Jackson on Thursday with a 53-47 vote, with three Republican senators joining all 50 Democratic senators. The president touts his record of federal judicial nominations.
I'm proud to say, with the great help of Dick Durbin, I've nominated more black women judges of federal appeal courts than all previous presidents combined.
Microsoft is continuing to block Russian hackers.
Microsoft says it blocked Russian cyber attacks aimed at Ukraine. The tech company believes a hijacking group connected to Russia's military intelligence service tried to establish long-term access to the target networks. Officials have been tracking the group for years and say teams have been working around the clock to protect organizations in Ukraine since the invasion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, it's the weekly talk radio countdown show. For the first full week of April, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, having a conversation about sports. I say this sort of refreshingly, I think I've said this a couple times recently, as it, just every once in a while a sports story creeps back into the top ten, which I find refreshing, because it kind of gets our mind off of some of the other things that are big and scary, you know. Not that what we've been talking about wasn't big and scary with regard to those people getting hurt playing certain sports, but, you know, there's the relief of conversation about Tiger Woods, for example, who apparently, you know, there's the money on him this weekend at the Masters is substantial, but apparently it's upset the pool. I don't know that much about it. Do you? You don't bet on sports, do you?
I never bet on sports. I have never bet on sports ever once
never,
in my
yeah.
life. Never. Mm-hmm. No. Not that I'm some kind of high and mighty moralist. It's just not, to me, a good bet.
No. So, betting is not a good bet. I think no matter what you're betting on.
Gambling. I like to have some type of control over my investments.
Uh-huh.
Let's just put it that way. And
yeah.
So there's a very fine line between legitimate investments and gambling. And some people are just as much gamblers as a guy that plays blackjack do it on the stock market or do it with cryptocurrency or do it with a number. You know, a lot of people who think that they're business investors, they're really gamblers. They don't have a clue. So when I say I don't gamble on sports, it's not that I am, you know, it's not a pejorative against people that do, although I have my own personal feelings about any kind of gambling addiction, you know, or if you gamble to the detriment of your family.
Well, the ads for the lottery always say, please gamble responsibly, you know.
Yeah. That's well, I may do a quick tangent. I'm very concerned about the impact upon our culture that sports has been taken over by the gaming industry and that the main sponsor now of all sports media is gambling and that young people who watch football, basketball, baseball are inundated with the glorification and the mainstreaming of betting on sports. I think it's killing the sportsmanship aspect of it. It's taking away the team aspect of it in terms of loyalty and the joy that people get, you know, being involved in the culture of a team. And it's all part of the get-rich-quick idea that takes away from legitimate thinking in business. That being said, you know, I'm still sitting here reeling over the news about Brandon and your situation and the conversation we had about the responsibility of parents and looking out for their kids' safety when it comes to school sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it bleed on?
Topic.
Does it when you? Yeah, I mean, the idea of like the NBA regular season is ended the same time that March Madness ended. So you think these guys who sign a contract, whether basketball, football, soccer, whatever it is, but they sign a contract to make X amount of dollars. So, and I don't like the word assumption, but perhaps the theory here is that they know what they're signing up for. So it's not the same as a youngster playing a football game that, you know, seems to bring excitement to his high school or his college or whatever it is. When you sign on the dotted line, for me, that changes the responsibility that people have. You're responsible for yourself in that circumstance. So I'm not so worried about the professional sports athletes as I am some of these kids that, frankly, don't know any better, and neither do their parents. Does that sound arrogant?
No, it sounds very honest. It's an honest assessment of the situation. There's a major difference between a grown man or a grown woman playing a sport for a living. Sport that they have already been through the rigors of proving themselves that they are worthy of being on a professional level by their accomplishments on the minor league or the amateur level. It's a different thing. I do think that that doesn't diminish concern over certain sports being particularly dangerous. I do think there's a great difference between the dangers inherent in basketball than the dangers inherent in football. And then what about MMA, mixed martial arts? I mean, that's
the women that are getting into that now.
The women are incredible athletes and fierce competitors. There was once a time when women in sports that had hitherto been dominated by men, they didn't have the same level of skills. It took a while for it to be a cultural thing where girls grew up, where it's part of their culture to be able to do that. We've reached a point now where basketball, softball, and particularly mixed martial arts, where the female matches are as interesting and as competitive and as dramatic and as violent as the male, especially in the UFC or whatever it's called, the big league that is MMA. You know, you had Ronda Rousey who went on to a
big strong girl.
And then fell. I mean, she got whipped. I mean, beaten to a pulp in front of the. You know, when do you see women getting beaten to a pulp in terms of contemporary history? But now, it's part of the scene. Major paradigm shift in terms of the role of the genders in terms
but
of
interesting
violent sports.
And that she and Gina Carano, who also was an MMA artist, but they're both good looking. They've made movie careers. Or at least Gina had a career until she did something on one of the social media things that sort of cast her aside. But the other, some of these women, I saw a picture of a woman this week who was a champion, and she's huge, muscular, and raring to go, and she doesn't look like she'd make in the movies, but she certainly looks like she would be someone to not want to... No one would want to confront her in a situation where you know you're worried about your health and well-being. So, it's just a priority as much as anything else. So, let's spend a moment. You and I both love the space program and the research that's being done. This is off the story list and the people list, but what a wonderful, when you look at how inspirational science and technology is. And what this week, was detected by that web, the latest, the like.
And that is even, they haven't even started with that. This is stuff. It found the furthest individual star that we could see, the James Webb Space Telescope. And they're just like playing around with the focus. This thing hasn't even. I told you months ago that the James Webb Telescope is going to change our entire world. Mm-hmm. It's going to change the human race's understanding. Of course.
Well, people will understand. There was a big discussion this week. I had Uri Geller on talking about UFOs or aliens. As you know, he's always been associated with that element that, are there really UFOs, et cetera, et cetera. Well, when you consider that, as you've said, there's this galaxy and a planet that sits 13.5 billion, excuse me, I'll choke on it, 13.5 billion light years away, and we can see it. It looks like the first thing they said was, well, it looks like it could be another Earth.
It's a star. It's a star, not a planet.
With a solar system around it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a star in a galaxy. Now, we can see galaxies further than that, but we can't see individual stars in those galaxies past this point. But this was the Hubble Space Telescope that discovered this. This is not the James Webb.
Right.
This is the Hubble Telescope.
The old one.
The old one that was launched in 1990. So this other thing is going to really, I predict it will find signs of a biosphere on one of the exoplanets within a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that means life. Doesn't necessarily mean high tech life or intelligent life, but there's got to be life out there. There has to be, based on the numbers.
Of course there is. It's so arrogant to think that we're the only ones. Good Lord. That's silly.
Well, actually,
I wonder if the other planet has Pink Floyd, though, on it. What do you think? Pink Floyd?
It's funny you mentioned Pink Floyd went back in the studio. They're out of retirement, making a song to benefit the people of Ukraine.
So I brought them up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you listen to it?
No.
Yeah, I was thinking Gun Hill Road, the group that you're in. Go back in the studio and let's do some stuff.
I'm in the studio right now. I have a song coming out that you're gonna like. It's called Idiots. And
perfect. All right, let's talk about that in a moment. The Talk Radio Countdown. The people list from Talkers Magazine. Let's check it out here. I'm Doug Steffen at number 10. Elon Musk, interesting guy, had an interesting week. I bet he always has interesting weeks. At number 9, the lady who got onto the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Jen Psaki has been the press secretary since Biden took office. She may go to television. Number 8, Hunter Biden. Number 7, what a waste of time talking about him. Ron DeSantis at 6, Sarah Palin's running. Number 5, Donald and his daughter Ivanka, number 4, sort of a tie there. Zelensky's at 3. Putin the punk is at number 2. And Joe Biden, president of these here United States. He's the president of resident. That's our Joe. He's number 1 on the list, as one might expect. So that's it. The overview of the people list. Here we want to make sure that we go through it officially at least once each hour. So there it is for you here. 44 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A recent study indicated that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force is actually happy and fulfilled in their line of work. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. So what does it take to be happy and fulfilled? Well, first, you must enjoy what you're doing, especially when you're working 8 to 10 hours a day, right? Second, you've got to have a fair chance to win. Third, we have all been blessed with God-given gifts and talents. These must be exercised and developed. Studies have shown when these three key elements are working for you, it leads to fulfillment, something that about only 10% of the U.S. labor force actually enjoys today. But what's the final piece of finding fulfillment? It's something that comes only from God, and it happens when you leverage your temporal success to serve God and others. There you will discover freedom. That's right, freedom. No one can take that away from you. For more information, check out my show, BillMartinezShow.com.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar Chocolate? The winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix pad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Caletrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Caletrin consultants at toploss.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this past week, first full week of April, include the following stories, according to Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the weather circumstances that we're living with. Number 9, imagine, down to number 9. How many weeks and months did COVID stay right at the top of the story? So it's number 9. Social media and media in general, number 8. Our immigration problems, number 7. Crime and how it relates to race, the number 6 item, the Ketanji Brown Jackson vote and the Supreme Court, number 5, politics, generally speaking, number 4, and how that plays into January 6th, which is number 3, our economy and the impact of the war and inflation, number 2, and the war itself. And our policy when it comes to Russia, that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so 48 after the hour, the Pink Floyd band reunion to record that song for Ukraine. This is something, I mentioned something about your band, the folks on Gun Hill Road. I thought that was, you have recovered, or is that the right word? Recovered some songs, and you have some new songs at Gun Hill Road. And right. I wonder if Pink Floyd, although they always sounded the same to me.
Pink Floyd has clearly been inspired by me and Gun Hill Road.
Yeah.
I'm sure of that.
Yes.
They said, oh, that Harrison can do it. Why can't we?
Yes, right, exactly. So they're a bunch of old duffers, man. You look at some of these rockers from when we were kids, kind of like us, I guess, in a manner of speaking.
Well,
they're they all have to be pushing 80 anyway. And it's just funny, the concept of, you know, this guy and his guitar and the string. And just, it's, I find it intriguing, kind of fun. But the music, it's one of those things. So much attention focused on Ukraine. All forms, all aspects of society are focused on this one thing. So it'd be interesting to see what, how this shakes out as it moves till next week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman for being here. After his name, there's an ESQ, which is not like ESP. However, he's an Esquire. That means, how did that get started, by the way? I never asked you. How did Esquire become associated with lawyers? Because a lot of people think of lawyers or anything, but... Esquire.
The gentleman that it implies.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It is interesting. It does go back to England. I'm not sure what the connection was. I remember doing an internship at the Boston Legal Aid Society while I was still in law school and getting my first letter with Esquire after my name, and I decided that looked good. But other than that, I really can't tell you.
You know, I look at there's, from the legal point of view, this is not about what's in the countdown, but it's worth a moment or two of our time. In your, the required information that comes, a lot of people that are in specialty fields have to have notes about confidentiality in their emails, and and then you have other disclosures. I have some of the people I do business with, there's like three, four paragraphs worth of crap when they send you an email. This is for that, and that's for this, and yada, blah, blah. And so one wonders if anybody even pays any attention, or is that just legal jargon that somebody in the government said, you better put that on your emails or you're in trouble?
It's CYA. It's covering ourselves. So yes, I have that. I've got two paragraphs in my email as well, and I totally agree with you. It's like, you know, I went to the post office the other day, and there was a sign on the door telling people that robbing a post office was a federal offense, and I'm picturing the guy coming up and going, "Oh, damn,
I'm not
going to
do that then. Right?
Yeah.
Never. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in a million years.
Never in a million years.
Number one story this week is the war. How is the prosecution, not of the war, although some people use that term when it comes to war,
yeah,
but the prosecution of Putin, how is there any doubt, legally or otherwise, that this guy should be hung by the neck until dead? And yet, where are we with that?
Yeah, I would have probably hanged him with other parts of him first, but
yeah,
yeah, I mean, this is the vile nature of this guy. I mean, and the immorality is incredible. And there's so many problems, though. There will be problems getting evidence to actually bring the war crimes that certainly appear to have been going on.
Why would there be problems getting evidence? Why?
You're going to have to get documentary evidence from Russia. And as we say in Boston, good luck to you and the Red Sox.
You can't get the info from the people who have been victims in Ukraine, or it has to come to show that he's set this course of action out? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly it. I mean, you've got victims, and then you will have military. Are those military rogue, or did they actually follow an order from who, and who gave that person the order, and who knew about that person giving the order? So, you know, tracing it up to Putin himself would be difficult. And then there's, you know, the fact that it's just the logistics of it to actually get him into a position of a trial. When you look at war crimes, you go back to really the first big ones were in Nuremberg after World War II. You had the defeated Axis powers. That was easy to get them. And then you even had Kosovo. After war there, you had a defeated dictator. So for someone who is still operating a country, it's going to be difficult legally and logistically to take any kind of action against Putin.
All right. Next item is the investiture. Is that the right word? Of Miss Brown Jackson. No surprises here, right? It was 53-48 or something like that. And I mean,
53-47. And according to Marjorie Taylor Greene, three pedophile Republicans. You know, the ridiculous and vileness of some of the attacks on both sides of justices are absurd. And she then reported Jimmy Kimmel to the police because she said he made a threat when he said, "Where's Will Smith when you need him?"
I didn't hear that, but that's an interesting anecdote and sidebar here. All right, so there's a commentary from the legal side of things every week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here as a pro when it comes to the law. Don't forget, he's the founder too of Scamicide.com. Check that website out when it comes to scams and giving people money that shouldn't have money. All right, Steve, thanks for being here. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with